With two major E. coli warnings in romaine lettuce in the last year, the industry must now look at improved traceability. Produce Marketing Association's Chief Science and Technology Officer, Dr. Bob Whitaker, said there are unique challenges with traceability in all fresh produce that many other industries don't have.
You know, I think this is not necessarily a leafy greens question, as much as it is a perishable products question. When you've got products that are harvested and moved quickly to make sure they're as fresh as they can be when they get to consumers, and they have a fairly short shelf life, so things are moving very quickly. I think that puts a different dynamic on any kind of, you know, food safety issue as compared to something like cereals or crackers or things like that that are on the shelves for a long period of time and can be cooked or processed to remove any type of microbial pathogens. You know, even things like meats and things of that nature have longer shelf lives than what produce have. And at the end of the day, the consumer's going to cook them. They're going to reach a temperature which would kill all these microorganisms. So the produce has a bit of a different dynamic because, you know, most of our products are up into the system very quickly, into the consumer's homes, consumed and gone. And oftentimes, you know, the speed of that outpaces, you know, even our ability to do regulatory trace backs. So I think what it does is it opens the question for how do we trace our products through the system more efficiently and more effectively.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West Radio Network.